Your views, your news, your Limerick Today. Limerick Today. Limerick Today with Joe Nash.
Now, you'll remember the stories and coverage on Limerick Today and Live 95 News earlier in the year about a Skeeton swimming pool. Well, Minister of State Niall Collins, Limerick Fianna Fáil TD, is on the line. Good morning to you, Minister.
Good morning.
What's happening with the pool in Skeeton?
Well, yeah, as you've rightly pointed out, I suppose it came as a shock to a lot of people that the facility was closed at relatively short notice. I suppose there was issues around the viability of the whole complex, issues around the status or the working status of particularly the plant room. There was some issues with the operator. And of course, all the finances associated with that. It was built, as you know, through, I suppose, a joint venture between the state and the local authority at the time. The Department of Sport would have kicked in significant funding, as did Limerick County Council at the time, and latterly Limerick City and County Council subvents it quite significantly out of its budget annually. So, The place had to close. There was a lot of concern about that. A lot of people, I suppose, were discommoded. Local schools, the local swimming club. There's also, apart from the swimming pool there, there's a leisure centre there also, which was used a lot by the local community. And concern was expressed about the future viability of it. So, in fairness, the council put their heads together. They did secure initial funding at the time from the Department of Sport in the order of about €646,000. And this morning, my colleague, Minister Thomas Byrne, has approved an additional top-up funding in the order of €619,000, which I think is really good news, because it secures the funding which is required by Limerick City and County Council to pretty much finish the programme of works which are going to be required to bring the place back into use. Separate to that, of course, the council are doing other, they have other exercises going on in terms of there's a live tender out there for a new operator to come in and run the place. And the Office of Office of Public Works are also looking at, I think they have a tender out for some other works in relation to flood defences and energy conservation. Right. But I think the message which I want to try and get out there is that additional significant funding has now been allocated by Thomas Byrne, the Minister for Sport. So the total amount of funding which has now been made available is in the order of €1.2 million. So often from time to time, as a public representative, and other public representatives will get this, you know, you will get contact from people who are concerned, you know, about the future viability of it. And I just want to get the message out there that the funding has been put in place by government and by local, right, by local government, and to ensure the future of it.
And Minister, what about the people who worked there?
Yeah, I suppose I'm not best placed to be able to speak to that point, Joe. I know there was issues in relation to that around the time of closure. There was an operator in there, as we both know, and as people would know, and you know, issues which do arise in terms of the employment relationship between individual employees and their employers, or indeed groups of employees and their employers. They have that's a private arrangement. When an operator comes in as a private contractor, you know, the employment of their people is something which is a direct relationship between them. It's something that certainly I haven't been across the detail of it. I know there was concerns expressed to me in relation to that. And I did express the view to Limerick City and County Council when I discussed the whole range of issues around the Skeeton Pool and Leisure Centre, that whatever operator comes in, that they have to have that the local authority would have to have cognizance of the, and indeed, I won't say oversight, but an input into the terms and conditions of the people who work
because it's important to point out, as you know, that the council has an ownership stake in a skeet
That's
and
right.
pole. And that the operator was just that, an operator.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And I think as somebody who is the owner, when you're giving a tender or when you're giving a concession to an operator to run a particular place, I think particularly when you're a state owner, a part owner, I think it's only right and proper that you do have an input into the terms and conditions and the welfare of the employees of the operator who you're effectively employing to run the facility. Right.
And is it your understanding then, as you mentioned earlier, that there will be an operator appointed to manage the facility, which presumably will require employees, but not necessarily any transfer of undertakings between the previous operator and the new operator?
Yeah, well, it's my understanding. It's a briefing which was given to councillors, and it's an update which I received myself as an Oireachtas member, that an operator tender for both the Skeaton Pool and Leisure Centre and indeed the Grove Island Leisure Centre was being finalised and was to be published shortly, in other words, made available for people to submit their expressions of interest. That was an update that we received around the middle of November last. So it's a pretty current update. So there will be another briefing, obviously, to councillors and to made available to Oireachtas members shortly. I would expect early in the new year. So we will have the outcome of what that tender process has been, indeed, for both Grove Island and the Skeaton Pool and Leisure Centre.
And finally, when do you expect Skeaton Pool to be back up and running?
Well, that's the question, Joe, and that's something that I've pushed the council quite vigorously on. They did bring in their Limerick 2030, which is a subset of the local authority, as you know, to manage the whole works around that. So I've been in communication. When I say in communication, I've been just impressing upon them the absolute urgency to get this opened as soon as possible. Now, there is pretty deep works going on in relation to it. The plant room has to be completely replaced, as you know, and all of the associated works that go with that. So it's not something which is a short-term fix. And I would be prepared to accept a closure which would take a number of weeks or a number of months longer if I knew that we were having, which we are having, the proper deep retrofit and refurbishment that the facility needs to ensure its functionality and, of course, its viability into the long-term future, right? Because viability is very, very important here also.
Okay, Minister, we're due to talk to the Clare TD, Michael McNamara, later on the show, and he is raising the issue around the legislation for directly elected Mayor of Limerick. He's looking for a pause because he is not satisfied with the level of detail around how exactly the role would function, particularly the powers. And, you know, it is his view, in fact, that if it's not provided to him and to others as they've requested this week, that there may even be a question around the constitutionality of it. What would you say?
I wouldn't agree with that. First of all, just to recap, we know that Limerick was the only city and county by way of plebiscite which approved this journey that we're now on, where we're going towards electing our own directly elected mayor across Limerick City and County. And I think that's a hugely exciting opportunity. Of course, it presents challenges. But if you look at how the role and the legislation has been developed, there was a lot of work has gone into this. A lot of stakeholders have been consulted. There was a group, as you know, which worked on this. Tim O'Connor was very, very involved in it. Councillors were very, very involved in it. Oireachtas members had an opportunity to feed into it, as did all of the public. There was a proper public consultation around this. Now, we know that on a broad level, the powers of the mayor will be executive. They'll be fully executive, with the exception, obviously, of planning decisions, housing allocation, and HR decisions. There will be a budget with the Office of Mayor. It will be significant. That hasn't been yet determined.
And yet,
it will
as
be,
you know, the Taoiseach said in a speech to Limerick Chamber only a couple of weeks ago that there it'll be powers down the line, a bit like the
Absolutely.
UK. I mean, he stood in front of the business community in the region and basically said it wasn't going to have the powers that had been initially promised.
Yeah, but the point is this, Joe, and we have to look at the bigger picture here is there's now a citizens' assembly sitting in Dublin, developing out the concept of a directly elected mayor in Dublin. So we will, over the medium term number of years, see the rollout of directly elected mayors in all of our major cities across the country. So Limerick
but
is the outlier.
But the only thing I say about that now, to be fair, is when someone goes to the polls and votes for a TD, right, they know what they're voting for. So now people listening to this are going to be asked to vote for a role that isn't going to be a role until sometime in the future. But we're being asked to elect them in June.
No. The legislation is at report stage in the Dáil. Ciarán O'Donnell is the minister responsible for bringing the legislation through the House of the Oireachtas. It's at report stage in the Dáil. I and others have consulted locally with people who are interested, like, for example, a Chamber of Commerce who have proposed a number of quite worthwhile and common sense amendments to the current draft legislation. So the legislation will be through quite shortly, I would say early in the new year. And the people of Limerick County and Limerick City will absolutely know what they're voting for when we come around to holding the election, which will run in parallel with the local and European elections just before the June bank holiday weekend. But the point that I wanted to make is this. Limerick is the first out of the traps in relation to this. The role is being developed. The legislation will exactly detail what the role is. It will be largely an executive role. Effectively, what I would be saying to our listeners, Joe, is we are electing by public election a city and county manager.
The roles of
The managers of local authorities will now be directly elected, and that person will be answerable to the public. But the point I want to make, can I just
very quickly, because I'm out of time, going very quickly.
Yeah, the role will evolve as other directly elected mayors come on stream in other parts of the country. This will be a work in progress, which will be constantly renewed and updated, and new powers will be added to the role and to the other roles around the country.
All right, Mr. Niall Constance, thank you very much. I'm sorry, I'm late for news. Very late now, but thank you.
Your views, your news, your Limerick Today. Limerick Today.
With Apple Green, your stop for great food and coffee on the road. Bye.